Brian Jennings has the news.
Road users in the West are being urged to use extreme caution this morning after heavy snow left many routes in a treacherous condition. A status orange warning remains in place until midday. Our Western correspondent Pat McGrath.
Gardaí and Mayo say a number of trees were toppled by the volume of snow that fell overnight. There are several reports of cars, buses and trucks getting into difficulty, leading to delays or diversions for other road users. A substantial volume of snow is reported on routes around Westport, Castlebar, Claremorris, Mulranny, Ballycroy and Bangor. In County Galway, a number of incidents have been reported on the M6 motorway, while a number of other roads around Connemara are impassable. Several thousand electricity customers are without power across both counties, and local arrangements are being made by schools. Some are closing for the day, while others are opting to open later than usual. Further south, Gardaí say road conditions around West Limerick are challenging after overnight snow, but most routes are passable. The bad weather led to the cancellation of some early morning bus services in West Clare, while roads are wet and slushy after snow flurries in North Tipperary. Pat McGrath, RTE News, Galway.
On this programme, the Met Éireann forecaster Siobhan Ryan said conditions would remain treacherous over the coming hours before gradually improving.
The conditions remain treacherous, like temperatures are still falling. So that wintry mix still possibly falling to sleet and snow in over southern counties for a while. But come midday, things will improve. A lot of dry, fine weather in across the country. But having said that, frost and ice will linger for sheltered parts.
Gaza's Civil Defence Agency has said 22 people have been killed in an Israeli strike targeting a house in Gaza City. Health officials have reported dozens more deaths in a separate overnight air raid in the northern Gaza Strip. Campaigning is continuing in the general election today, with parties highlighting policies on issues ranging from rural affairs to health and social care. Sinn Féin will outline a pledge for young people. ANPU will this morning publish its election manifesto. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan.
ANPU says it will encourage Irish doctors, nurses and builders living overseas to return home by providing financial and other incentives. This will include planning exemptions to build homes for them. Fine Gael will today launch its blueprint for rural Ireland, which will include a €2 billion rural regeneration fund to support towns and villages, while Fianna Fáil will unveil a plan to make Dublin a safe, welcoming and livable city for all. Labour will guarantee an appropriate school place for every child with additional needs if elected to government. The Social Democrats will this morning publish its plan for health and social care, while the Greens will reveal details of a policy to establish an office of punctuality to improve public transport services.
The chair of the Elders, Mary Robinson, has said the Vatican, Russia and Saudi Arabia have been blocking progress in a gender-related climate action plan at the COP29 talks in Azerbaijan. She also strongly criticised the choice of Azerbaijan to host the summit, saying fossil fuel lobbyists are influencing decisions. From Baku, our environment correspondent George Lee.
It is the start of what is supposed to be the second last day of COP29 in Baku, and Mary Robinson, chair of the Elders, says people are down because progress is still slow. She said there is dismay that the Vatican, Russia and Saudi Arabia are blocking progress on a gender action plan, a key part of the negotiations, as discrimination and inequality globally cause women and children to be most affected by climate change. Mrs. Robinson said that if you don't have good leadership in a country that is hosting the COP, then it is not going to make much progress. She said that is what is happening in Baku and that Azerbaijan was not a great choice for the talks. She said that the Secretary General of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, is on his way back to the talks, and she hopes that he will be able to encourage the negotiators to deliver the $1 trillion finance deal for developing countries that is needed. George Lee, RTE News at COP29 in Baku.
The former UK Deputy Prime Minister John Prescott has died aged 86 following a battle with Alzheimer's, his family has announced. Mr. Prescott was a key figure of Tony Blair's new Labour project, seen by many as upholding the party's traditional values in the face of a modernising leadership. Mr. Blair said he was devastated by the death of his deputy, who he described as one of the most talented people he has ever encountered in politics. Memorial services are due to take place in Birmingham to mark the 50th anniversary of the 1974 pub bombings by the IRA in the city. More than 20 people were killed and hundreds of others injured in the attacks. Ryan Clark reports.
21 people died when two bombs exploded in the Mulberry Bush and the tavern in the town pubs 50 years ago today. More than 180 people were also injured in the blasts, which were carried out at the height of an IRA bombing campaign in England's West Midlands. A third bomb was planted but failed to properly detonate on the night. An official memorial service will take place at around lunchtime in the city centre at a sculpture which was erected in memory of the victims in 2018. The Birmingham Irish Association has also asked people to pause for a minute at 2 p.m. in order to remember the victims.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Self-building, take efficiencies to new levels with a fully integrated Grant heating system. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
A very cold and treacherous start with lying snow across parts of the Midlands, West and South West. Frost and ice with spot flooding in southern coastal areas. Wintry outbreaks will clear southwards, followed by sunshine and scattered wintry showers. Highest temperatures between 1 and 4 degrees. There's a warning that northeasterly winds will reach gale force 8 or strong gale force 9 this morning on Irish coastal waters from Hookhead to Mizenhead to Slinehead.